This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on 5th of February and counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of next month. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70-member for the Delhi Assembly. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said, the notification will be issued on 10th of this month and last date for filing of nomination will be 17th of this month. The Chief Election Commissioner denied the allegations of EVM tampering, increased voter turnout after 5 p.m. and slow counting process. He reiterated that electronic voting machines are foolproof devices and it is impossible to change voter turnout data. The model code of conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission also announced the by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu on the same day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritize India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The Ministry has invited comments on the draft rules from the public and stakeholders until the 18th of next month through the MyGov platform. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari announced a nationwide scheme to establish Driver Training Institutes, DTIs. The scheme will provide incentives for setting up DTIs and additional benefits for integrating automated testing stations, ATSs, with DTIs. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Gadkari emphasized the shortage of skilled drivers in the country and reaffirmed the government's commitment to establishing more driver training centers. Highlighting the priority of road safety, he stated that it was a key focus in the meeting with transport ministers from all states and union territories. He also mentioned that the meeting covered various issues, solutions, and measures aimed at transforming the road and transport sector. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the three new criminal laws are not punishment-oriented, but victim-centric, and they aim to ensure speedy justice. He said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over the implementation of the three laws in UP. Mr. Shah stressed that 100% implementation of the new criminal laws should be ensured in all the seven commissionerates of Uttar Pradesh by March this year. He also said that the full implementation of new criminal laws in states with large populations like Uttar Pradesh will send a positive message across the entire country. Speaking about the need to increase the use of technology, Mr. Shah added that there should be more than one forensic mobile van available in every district of the state. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held tomorrow. The bills are officially named as the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territory Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice Legislative Department will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The death toll in the earthquake that struck the Nepal-Tibet border region has mounted to 126. Chinese official media Xinhua reported that 188 people were also injured after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the region hit this morning. The epicenter was located at the depth of 10 km in Tibet Autonomous Region near the Nepal border. The earthquake also sent tremors across northern India, affecting areas such as Bihar, West Bengal and Sikkim. No casualties or property damage have been reported in the country so far. In badminton, India's women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. And with that, we end this news bulletin.